Hello and welcome to the Print AM, our daily morning podcast of the big news story. I'm Ishadrata Lahiri, Principal Correspondent at The Print, and today we will be discussing what is the impact of Sonia Gandhi joining the Bharat Joro Yatra. Now, yesterday, almost a month since the Congress's mega Bharat Joro Pad Yatra began, interim Congress President Sonia Gandhi joined the Kanyakumari to Kashmir walkathon. Mrs. Gandhi has been keeping unwell for a while now with two successive COVID bouts recently. She was abroad till a few weeks ago to avail treatment. In fact, when the Yatra began, she was abroad. However, as the Yatra traversed through first Tamil Nadu, then Kerala, before entering the current Karnataka phase, Sonia's son Rahul Gandhi held fort, leading the Yatra from the front all through. I'm in Karnataka following the Yatra now, and on the ground, the excitement of the party cadre at Sonia joining was palpable. Especially women cadres who appeared in large numbers at the Yatra yesterday were very enthused. Mrs. Gandhi could only walk for about half an hour before Rahul insisted that she sit in a car, fearing that she might fall ill. But that half hour, as was visible on the ground, was enough for the party cadres. There was also a cute mother-son moment in between when Sonia's shoelaces came undone and Rahul leaned down to tie them. At the Udaipur Navsankal Shivir that the party held in May, where the Yatra was conceived, Sonia Gandhi had promised that even the old in the party like her would take part in the physically strenuous Yatra, the largest that the Congress has organized in recent history. Even if for half an hour, yesterday she kept her promise, and that fact did not elude the cadres. For example, we met a group of women who travelled 300 kilometers from North Karnataka to join the Yatra just because they were inspired by Sonia's will to join in spite of her health. Others were excited about seeing the daughter-in-law of Indira Gandhi, who they had also seen when they were younger, pushing through similar crowds. Other women said that they wouldn't mind standing for hours just to get a glimpse of their leader. With the Congress's presidential elections coming up, this may also be the last public appearance Sonia Gandhi makes as the party's president. But the effect she has on the party's cadre was there for all to see yesterday. That's all we have for today, but we will be on the ground covering the Bharat Joro Yatra very closely and getting you all the latest. This is Ishadrata Lahiri, Principal Correspondent at The Print, and you're listening to The Print AM. Do log in every morning at 8 a.m. to listen to the best news analysis from The Print's team. We'll be back again tomorrow with a new episode.